You work hard for what you get, you know. And then in return, you get rewarded.
In school, in life, in the job world, it's always nice to know that when you do what it is you're supposed to be doing, the people take notice. Trust me, head coach Tom Ceratori took notice. His team had played very, very well for the majority of the four games in a row that they had lost. He and his players were happy to be rewarded for that hard work with a win.
I was really impressed, again, with our attention to detail, our work ethic on both nights. And again, I just thought, again, that, we didn't stop skating, and, we kept pushing the pace. And I was really proud of the guys this past weekend.
You know, our leaders did a great job of, keeping the dressing room, intact of, what we had to do. I think that, we stuck with the game plan, for, 2 weeks, and, we finally got rewarded here on Saturday night.
Rewarded for the things that I did, for the things that I do, for the things that I said, rewarded.
It's amazing how much easier winning is when you score less than a minute into the game.
Bruce into the offensive zone. Adam Brady, left circle, shoots and scores! Left side wall up over the shoulder of Israelson. 53 seconds in, Beavers 1-0.
Well, that's a twisted wrister from Brady. He got that thing, wasn't on his stick long.
And then also when you score on the power play.
Cross ice, Charlie Combs, gloves it, drops it, spins away from pressure. Combs sends one back up top. Beaudry deflected out in front by Dick, and he scores!
There you go.
It clanked off of the hood ornament. Beavers, power play goal, lead at 3-1.
Well, they finally were able to get one in on the power play. Good puck rotation, get it to the center of the ice, and a nice shot with lots of traffic in front, and it finally works.
Bemidji State was rewarded for their hard work last week. Just like we're all hoping to get a Christmas bonus here in the next month or so, Bemidji State's bonus has already been paid in full. They worked hard, they did what they were supposed to do, they got a win, but none of that matters tonight.
They did everything they had to do to win a game, so, but the bottom line is that game is over. That game's over. And now we got to move on to Michigan Tech, and now you got to put back-to-back games together. It's easy to get up for one game or two games, but now you got to do it on the road. That's the next test.
Michigan Tech had a great weekend last weekend. It's a tough building to play in. We'll see if the Beavers' bunch of rookies can weather the storm here tonight. Your Beavers, their Tech Huskies. Pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network. Rewarded.